Welcome back, K-State Nation, to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording on this Friday evening, folks, the 17th of January, 2025, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, it's all about K-State sports, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, hot topic, women's basketball, obviously. Women's tennis getting going, having success early on. We'll get up to that either this weekend or it'll be out early next week. Yeah, we got a lot of content to get to. And, of course, here we're going to preview a little bit, even though it just started, track and field highlighting a busy weekend of K-State sports. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again. First time by and giving us a listen here on this Friday night. When this comes out, it'll be Saturday, which is tomorrow. So, good morning, K-State Nation. Make sure you do like and subscribe. Hit the alarm bell. Do all of that. Hit the alarm bell, and you'll be the first to be notified of a new episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, indoor track and field, folks. Just getting started. And I had it for a moment here. Yeah, the triangular got going earlier today. I don't have the results. I should record this earlier today, but I had to get, well, women's basketball took priority and had to deal with another situation that happened this morning. But anyways, yeah, the triangular has gone down today. I don't have the results currently right now as I'm recording this podcast, but track and field has back-to-back events beginning tonight and tomorrow. So you have the triangular with KU and Wichita State going down today at the new Cliff Rovetto indoor track. For those who don't know, of course, Cliff Rovetto recently retired and gave the helms, obviously, to Travis Schofield, the new head coach of the track and field team, indoor and outdoor teams there as well. So he has him there. I'm interested to see what goes down, obviously, there as well. And then K-State will have the Thane Baker Invitational tomorrow. So when you listen to this, the Thane Baker Invitational will go down on today, Saturday. So they go as well. So Monique Hardy last year, well, this is moot point because it's currently still going on or it's about to wrap up. It was one a day, actually, there as well. Here, in Manhattan, Kansas, Monique Hardy broke the women's weight throw school meet record, 22.13 meters. There, that's 70. I'm not gonna read that, but anyways, the Thane Baker Invitational. We all listen to this tomorrow morning. Will be an hour and a half from now, so 10:30 a.m. That the event will go down as well. That's for the second indoor meet for the K-State men's and women's track and field team. Excuse me, getting all sidetracked here. Sorry, but Sheree Inouye returns to the team once again to try to step up her play in the high jump. There, currently, Inouye holds the number 5 spot. Currently in the K-State women's record books at 1.88 meters, that's 6'2 feet there as well. Tessa Thomas, transferred from Penn State, also hopping in board for the transfer portal as well, and she will take place the event on the field events with the long jump and triple jump events there as well. Senior Jay-Z New, also, he's one of the big dogs looking to make an impact immediately on the track. Kate McCall, you all should know that name. I've been covering him since the beginning of this K-State podcast, Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. His final indoor season for Kansas State, he broke his own weight throw school record 3 times a year ago. So I'm anxious to see what comes out of this event. And not only that, you got the Thane Baker Invitational on Saturday at the inaugural Cliff Rovetto Indoor Track facility there as well. And of course, like I said, like this event said, it's free to the public and open. Same damn thing. It's free, open to the public there. So, K-State Nation, you're in the area in Manhattan this weekend. You're going to have track and field going on. You have tennis team doing some big-time work out there against Iowa State early on. I was catching up on that before hopping on this podcast. So, they're going to be going on. That's currently going on right now as I'm recording this podcast. And we'll get you caught up on that at some point. Like I said, it's going to be a whole bunch of content coming out. Like usual, on the weekend. We also post content on the weekend. So, and unless it's emo, unless it's the KSO show, we also join in that content on the weekends as well. So, every day, K-State, your team, every day, right? So, and while I'm on it, we're on a roll here. So, when you listen to this tomorrow, man, this is going to be overshadowed because of the Chiefs game, because of the three of the pursuit of that famous three-peat. We'll see what happens. Chiefs, Texans at Arrowhead tomorrow afternoon. That's 3:30 kick. If you're not going to the game, that's ESPN, ABC will have that game there as well. They anticipated a run. We'll see what happens with Patrick Mahomes and company, the Chiefs, taking on the Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud. They just played that team not too long ago and beat them by 8. So we'll see what happens there as well. And before that, Sunflower Showdown, men's basketball in a downward spiral, KU, Lawrence, you know what that means, right? But despite KU's, for whatever reason, having their own struggles as well, so, but still, we're going to Lawrence, you know what that means. But so, unless they can prove me wrong and shock the Kansas State world, tomorrow afternoon, this could get ugly pretty fast. So we'll see what happens. Kansas on the men's side, we're talking men's basketball, this is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. They've had their own troubles as well. Listening to 96.5 The Fan here in KC, listening to all that, they've had their struggles. So I'm not getting A. We all know the history when whoever's the head coach in men's basketball, whether that's Bruce Weber or Frank Martin or Jerome Tang currently. Isn't that right? And especially Jerome Tang in his struggles. I am going to do a deeper dive on them, do a separate episode on them, which is coming on this feed. I'm hoping to do that on Sunday morning, which will come out after the AFC divisional game with the Ravens and Buffalo Bills. So I'm hoping to knock that out as well. So it's going to be a big podcasting day because the return of the EG3 podcast, I'm going to do the opening episode of 2025 on that. Shameless plug. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, indoor track beginning this weekend. And might as well go ahead and do the whole breakdown here to wrap up the weekend. K-State women's basketball on Sunday against Arizona State. They're just coming off of being Arizona last night. 13-game winning streak on the line. They're putting that on the line against Arizona State. Bottom half of the league as well. Serena Sundell continuing to add her legacy. We sit here and talk about Aoka Lee a lot, and rightfully so. And really, Serena Sundell to a point. We talk about Aoka Lee a lot, obviously, but Serena Sundell, as the article said on KC State Sports, the recent article that D. Scott put out, really, again, I can't emphasize it enough, great content per usual, but start to give Serena Sundell her flowers as well. And recently recorded her first triple-double. We talked about that on the postcast, out now. Well, on your Purple Project podcast feed, where you get your KC content podcast. But yeah, Serena Sundell joined last night the 15,000 point club. So that's a huge deal. You don't get that with what's going on. And that is huge credit. Again, the head coach, Jeff Mitty, of the women's basketball team, K-State, and the coaching staff. We're in a day. This is why I'm going to talk about the men, right? Day and age of the transfer portal. You don't get it, right? This class that I continue to talk about, the Aoka Lees, the Serena Sundells, the Glenn twins, and unfortunately, you know, Briley Glenn's a red shirt, but she's still, to me, big, huge part of this team because we started this podcast when these gals were first freshmen tracking this progress. This is a big deal. Not to them. Well, big deal for me. big deal for me, but to them. I mean, we're in a day and age where we have to sit here. Oh yeah, this person going hitting the transfer portal. That person going to the transfer portal. NIL deals, things like that, right? So this is here. This is a big deal. You're not going to get. So it's going to be a rarity if we see this anywhere else. So, in particular, if you don't love your university that much, having to sit out, you hit the transfer portal. Simple enough, right? So, Serena Sindel hitting that mark last night. Huge deal there as well. So we'll see what happens on Sunday. And she'll, obviously, season's still going on. So, those totals are going to keep adding up as the year progresses. And right now, this women's basketball team, 11th ranked in the country, are in a battle with TCU for the top spot in the Big 12. Both have the similar records, 6-0 in conference play, 18-1 overall. So, and yet that meeting's coming. If they stay on the current paths, that meeting's coming. That will be a ginormous game. But you got to take care of your own business still. And K-State was basketball continues to win basketball games. So that is on Sunday at 1 in Manhattan. So again, if you're in around the area, students, K-State Nation, y'all know what to do. Y'all know what to do. It'd been some strong show outs. And at some point, just like last year, and rightfully so, because it's an NCAA tournament. Yeah, you had to sell it out. Women's, they deserve it. They definitely deserve it there with the core and the pieces around them, especially really going back to last year, putting the pieces together through the transfer portal and whatnot. And Jeff Mady and his coaching staff really hit it out of the park this year, unlike Jerome Tan's coaching staff did with the transfer portal stuff. But we'll get to the men's side later on this weekend. Pro Project Podcast Offense, K-State Sports, you get it. Where our podcast is found free and available daily. Or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content. Don't forget about our extra channel over on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast. Alex Aiden, I'll have him back on next week. I'm having him on every 2 weeks, at least to start out the first half of the year with all that's going on. So we'll just start from there. I said that from the beginning. We'll start from there. We had him on last week, off week this week for him, and we'll be back work with him for next weekend as well. So Greer 3 A's Podcast. That's going to wrap things up for this weekend preview edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you do like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. That means daily. Also throughout the weekend as well. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all throughout the weekend, and make sure you go support y'all's team, folks. We'll talk to y'all real soon.